B-Pod Studios.
Hey, I never know that
we're
they've
recording
been taking
our
money
podcast.
Out of my four. What's that?
We're recording our podcast.
Oh, well, I just found out how to log into my 401k, and I see there's money in there, and I'm excited.
Yeah,
oh, that's
you
fun.
Didn't know that.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
You just found a good amount of money.
Now I want it, though. I'm like, screw 401k, take it out.
You can get penalized if you take it out before 60. They take a percentage of it. Or 65.
I want some.
Yeah.
I don't see. Here's the thing. I never remember when you like sign up for all the benefits, what you choose. I don't
yeah.
ever. I'm clicking through.
Yeah.
Because I wait till the last day of enrollment to do everything.
That's true. Enrollment's coming back again.
Yeah. And then you got to figure out your life, you know.
Yeah. And like our enrollments do it like the most inopportune time. They're like, make sure you have it done by December 21st.
Yeah. Yep.
And I'm like, Christmas, hello, holidays.
Make sure it's done by 8 a.m.
So yeah. It's like busy year.
And then, and then they're asking you to like, I don't know. Insurance to me is like just in case.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, yeah, I guess I should take the short-term disability, but I don't know.
Right, but you know, I'm like looking at my because I'm going through trying to get a loan, and so I'm looking at all my year-end stuff, and like I'm spending $5,000 a year on insurance, and I still have a $2,500 deductible.
Mm.
And you're like, am I spending that much money really on my health?
Yeah. Yes.
But you know what I'm saying? Well, I don't know. I don't think I reached that this year. I had a pretty good year.
There's no way you haven't reached
you
your deductible.
You mean you had a pretty good year of seeing the doctor?
Yeah, it's a pretty good year of not costing me too much.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah.
So we didn't do a wrap party on Friday, and I'm a little concerned. We didn't get much feedback from people saying, hey, where the hell is the wrap party?
Hmm.
Well, nobody listens to this stupid thing.
Well, I feel like people do listen to it. Like, it gets that we could see the downloads. It gets downloaded.
Well.
So we're sorry we didn't have a Friday one. Things kind of got out of control Friday afternoon. And by out of control, I mean we ran out of here. But anyway, today is Monday, October 14th. And here's what we talked about on the main Roy and Laurent show today.
We're going to air like a little produced piece?
No. I mean, that would be cool. But it's also a lot of work.
Like our show in 30 seconds.
Yeah, right? Mm. Someone took a loss on the high school football pool that we're doing.
And who was it?
Roy realizes that the streak is over, right, Roy?
No, I'm fine.
You, buddy.
So I lost. I took East Rowan against West Rowan. Both teams were 3-3. And on Friday, I said whichever group hits us first through text, I'll pick East or West. And all these East text messages came in. And then about 10 minutes later, everybody was like, no, don't do West. Don't do East, do West. And in fact, somebody DM'd me and they were like, yeah, I could have told you that.
Oh, well, there was a little too late.
No, East Rowan lost to West Rowan. So now my record is 6-2. Everybody else is 7-1. And at the end of all this, Roy, what's going to happen?
Whoever has the worst records are going to be handcuffed together for 24 hours. Let me tell you, I don't think you guys realize how powerful this whole high school football pick of the week thing is. I was shopping at Publix, and somebody came up to me to talk to me about what teams I need to pick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Were they a high schooler?
No. Mm. No, grown adult. I guess she had kids in high school.
Okay.
And she was telling me all these different teams, and I'm like, I don't remember. I'm not going to retain anything what you're telling me. I was like, you're going to have to email or something. But that's how much people are talking about this.
That's fun.
That's when you just take your phone out and start recording her. I'd be like, can you say that again?
Yeah, just so people can, so our boss knows that this bid is actually worthwhile.
Well, listen, everybody loves high school football, and we figured instead of all of us picking one team each week, we'd make it a little competition, and that's what we did. And I can see us doing this again next year with maybe a different bet rather than the handcuffing bet.
Yeah.
But
who do you think is going to be the very end? Who do you think is going to be handcuffed?
I don't know. See, I think right now you guys are kind of thinking like, hey, we're 7-1. You're not going to lose again. You will. It's going to get tight.
Oh, I know it is. I mean, I would like for there to be a little distance between some people.
Yeah. Well, you can't pick the same team twice.
By people, I mean you and me.
You can't pick the same team twice. So I've already picked a couple, but I haven't picked a lot of good teams. Like I've saved Myers Park.
Yeah.
Lorenz's gone through quite a bit. I think every team you've done has been a great team.
Yeah, but I have. I'm playing a game where. You know these teams are really good up front at the beginning of the year, so that's who you play. And then by the end of the season, there's a whole nother pack of really good teams to pick from because they've played all year and you see how they gel. So that's the game I'm playing currently.
Is that good? I don't know if sports.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, none of my games have been overly blown out. Like, I took Audrey Kell last week, and they won by, like, 4 points, 3 points or something like that. So I'm taking games that are, you know, I don't know. Whatever. High Brighton is what Ethan, who calls in, he keeps telling us somebody take
every
High Brighton.
Every week he calls in about High Brighton.
High Brighton.
I took them, though. They were good.
I guess.
I took a team down in Rock Hill a couple weeks ago. They won. So we'll see. Everybody is 7-1 except for me. I'm 6-2, and we'll see who's handcuffed together at the end of all this, which could be the week after Thanksgiving, by the way.
Right. We're not doing championships.
No,
right?
We'll stop at playoffs. It'll just be regular season.
Yeah, okay.
So that happened today, and then the other thing that we talked about on the show today was Loren's party that she had for baby Cash, which was so over the top.
See, and I don't feel like this year was as over the top as years before, and I know my mom was like, no, Loren. She's like, you went, like, big.
Yeah,
it was great.
But you know what? For some reason,
there was thousands of dollars dropped into that party.
No,
but shit didn't match up, though. She didn't match up because, like, thousands of dollars was like brought into the party. You had a giant Hollywood sign that said "Happy Birthday, Cash," which was lit up. Each letter was lit up like Hollywood.
It's like, right? Cash is three.
Cash is three. You had a character come. Mm-hmm. Chase from Paw Patrol came.
Yep.
You had a jump castle.
Mm-hmm.
You had a balloon arch,
which I made.
You had a popcorn machine.
I did.
You had a teepee.
Mm-hmm.
Which, now, be honest, did you buy the whole popcorn machine only for this event?
No. So I rented one last year for Cash's birthday, and then for Christmas last
never
year.
Never returned it.
No. My mom bought me one for Christmas this past year.
Well, that's yours?
So that I didn't have to re-rent it anytime I wanted to use one.
Everybody have one of those wheeled popcorn machines that are at the movie theater?
Yeah, that's normal.
So I had that. I had the teepee. That was one of Cash's, like, first birthday presents, also for my mom.
What was the pup theme with the teepee? Was that the doghouse?
Tracker's teepee.
Oh.
So Tracker's, like, one of the new Paw Patrol.
Oh, okay.
Well, I didn't realize there was the theme went into even like that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, what about the chair I was sitting on? What was that?
What chair were you sitting on?
I don't know, but if the teepee had a theme, maybe there's a theme with a chair.
I don't think so. Let's see. I did the balloon arch myself, which... it was easier than I thought it was going to be, but definitely took up some time. So
what was interesting, and what I say stuff doesn't match up, is like, so she spends all this money on, you know, the arch, the jumpy house, blah, 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 and then has dominoes.
What?
That's what you're complaining about?
I'm not complaining. I just said it doesn't match up.
Okay, well, let me tell you.
Kids love dominoes.
Let me tell you why I got dominoes, because it's Cash's favorite pizza.
Oh, okay.
And the day was all about Cash.
And
it's not
about
Steve Maney.
And pizza, too, by the way. And if you order 10 boxes, you get them for $7 a piece.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. How many boxes did you have?
10.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And then there was cocktail weenies,
which were good. Yeah, there were pups in a blanket, we called them. Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, I got so much crap at your party because I asked for a glass of wine, a wine glass, instead of drinking from a cup.
With a stem.
With a stem, yeah. Well, I think I would have taken stemless as well. But everyone was giving me crap, and I'm like, hey, everybody hang on.
Yeah, Amanda
did. I was like,
did.
There's a bouncy house and a Hollywood sign back here. I think we're fine, and my request. And I primarily wanted to do it because I was driving, and I didn't want to get hammered, because I know if I put wine in a red Solo cup, I'm not going to be able to tell how many glasses equals one.
Ah, right.
And I'll get hammered, and then I'm useless.
Yeah,
so I needed some form of measuring.
Okay.
Yeah, after, like, going back and looking at this stuff, there were only like two really big, like, ticket items, I would say. Like, even my cake was really inexpensive. Like, I have this cake lady. She's amazing. She charged me $65 for that two-tier, like, beautiful.
Did you bring me a piece? We left you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Where cake came out.
Huh?
We left before cake came out. Did
you
bring me a piece?
Cookies and cake tomorrow.
Oh, perfect.
I would love that.
Yeah.
But it's even
and
not
pizza.
Even like about the money. It's like like you went to Mooresville to get the cookies. You know what I'm saying? Like,
So that's kind of what I'm saying. Like, I'm not knocking the pizza. I love Domino's. It's just kind of like you went all out, and it would be like. It would be like if there was a social gathering at Tesla of Charlotte, and at the social gathering, Tesla. They brought Hungry Howies.
Tesla.
Okay.
I like how like the rent party is equipped to.
But you know what I mean? Like a Mercedes, like BMW of Charlotte, and they're like, hey, come by. We're having an open house, and like, you know, they have have Pizza Hut.
You wanted Wolfgang Puck to not only be there in person, but to also have the pizza.
Like last time you had a cookout, you brought in world-renowned chef Jack Arnold.
I know, but it was about my son, okay. And that's his favorite pizza.
All right.
I heard next year from when he turns 4, is Cirque du Soleil is going to be there doing a little performance.
It's not a bad idea.
Listen, I don't feel like I kind of like started planning this late. I don't feel like I was as stressed out this year.
Good.
Like I guess that's why this party didn't feel as big to me is because like it was I must be getting really good at this party planning thing because it was much easier this
year. Lorraine, you even had water bottles with a certain label on them. You do parties well.
Yeah. Thank
you.
And we always have a good time when we get together, so that was fun. Although Ruby didn't go to Nicole, and Nicole is really looking forward to seeing Ruby, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't want to talk about it.
She's obsessed with you guys. It's annoying.
I had a wonderful evening with Nicole right after the party.
What was funny was, hold on, we'll go to that. Kylie, Nicole's partner, held Ruby, and Ruby was like okay with it. And then Nicole goes, hey, come here. And Ruby turned her head. She was just playing. She was playing with you. Mm-hmm. So wait, you were supposed to go out with Nicole.
I did. Well, I did go out. We went to Penthouse and Plaza and got to see, got to hang out with her and Kylie, and they've never been to Penthouse, so I got to like show them, introduce them to that.
But not much happened after that?
We went to Mama Ricotta's, had a bottle of wine, had a great dinner. By the way, Nicole knows everyone. So when we're at Penthouse, she's talking to some dude in the parking lot because he knew the old sales guy here, and he's British, and something about marrying a guy or a girl with a green card. I don't know. There's a whole backstory.
Oh. What's his name? Jordan.
Yeah, but it wasn't Jordan. It was like Jordan's friend who married someone to get a green card.
Yeah.
And then we're like at dinner, and the table beside us, like, she knows the people over there. By the way, none of it is fans of the show. It's like people who know her because she's a cool person.
Right, right. Just like public Nicole.
Yeah, like public Nicole, which was really interesting to me. And I found an interesting nugget of information, and I don't know if I'm allowed to say it.
Ooh, I want to know.
About what's going on next weekend or this weekend.
Oh, yeah, no, you can say
it. I can say it?
Yeah.
What's that?
She is taking Kylie back home to Raleigh.
Oh.
Yes.
Is this in retaliation?
No. She wants to go to the NC State Fair. So,
okay.
So we're going to the fair, and then my best friends in Raleigh, Jackie and Sarah, they're moving to Portland on Monday. So
Maine or Oregon?
Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
So they're moving all the way to the West Coast. So we're like, I just killed two birds with one stone.
She's going to meet, Kylie's going to meet her dad.
Yeah.
Oh, she hasn't met your dad, but she's met your mom.
Is she going to meet all your Raleigh friends?
I have like two sets of like best friends in Raleigh, and we'll do the fair with one of them and then go out with the other one.
But the thing is that this is, you guys are just cool.
You're not really in a
serious relationship.
Exclusive relationship.
No, we're not exclusive, but like I'm also not. Looking. Like, out being single.
Right, no, I
you
get it.
You know what? I have a friend named Christopher who says the same shit, and I think it's so interesting. He's like, I'm not in a relationship, but I'm only seeing one person, and I don't want him to see anyone else. I'm like, you're in an exclusive relationship.
Yeah, I mean, I guess...
But you dig down deeper, the labels...
You just don't want the tie.
If you really look into it, then, like, yeah, like, one would say we're in a relationship because neither of us are doing anything with anybody else, but, like...
Or looking for it.
Or looking, right. But I just have certain goals that I want to focus on for myself. And, like, once you put a label on it, things, people just feel entitled to you. I feel like when you're in a relationship, I feel there's a sense of responsibility and entitlement. And, you know, I'm not out. Like, I don't want to be out and be single, but I also want to focus on me.
Also, I found out another goal. I found out a lot about Nicole this weekend.
I found out a nugget, too, that we didn't talk about today that we'll have to bring up at some point this week.
I need to know all of
She tried
nuggets.
On a dress.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you were going to say?
No.
Oh.
It was right after.
Nicole's
right
wearing a
that.
Dress because she went bridal shopping with the bride for that bachelorette party that she was on.
So, wait, are you going to wear a dress to this
no.
wedding?
No, they tried everything that they could.
I got to tell Casey to send me that picture.
So I have it. I'll send it to you.
Oh, okay.
I think we have it.
But, oh, my God. I just
knew. Yeah, we got to post that this week. What was yours?
I know her timeline of when she wants a child.
Oh,
well,
yeah. I think I know that.
Eight times.
But I think I know that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, yeah. I don't
She's
wanna,
always looking
for
her donor.
It's pretty soon, by
her
the way.
Donor dad.
It's pretty soon.
Yeah, until that time comes. I did the same thing.
Yeah.
I didn't have a baby until I was 31. I thought I would be, like, done having kids by the time I was 30.
Well, no, that's, like, my timeline. Like,
yeah, within 5 years, she wants to have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You think that's really soon?
5 years is going to be here in a blink of an eye.
You're 28, right? 27?
I'll be 28 this year. So, yeah 5 years, I'll be turning 33.
It's going to fart, and tomorrow's going to be 5 years.
No.
You know how long that... It's going to happen. I'm so fascinated in Nicole's life. I loved hanging out with her.
I know. I know. She's fascinating. And you're right. She's super busy. She always has something to do.
Yeah. Which is cool.
And she could find herself her way around this town better than Lorraine
can. She told
me
like the way to maneuver around Plaza. She's like, take a right here, take a left here.
Yeah,
she
knows what's what? I'm cool.
You are cool.
How was it coming out to the chateau for you guys? I love when you guys have to travel out that way.
You know what? It's not so bad because it's right at the edge of Ballantyne. Lorraine lives in this fancy country club that's right off the interstate.
Thanks, Roy.
That's
so
in Ballantyne.
I don't know if you could connect the dots. It's not too. It's like a 15-20 minute
drive.
It's
awful.
Really? You think it's that bad coming out
there?
Yeah,
well, so, like, here's the cool thing that, like, I can bank on is that, you know, like, and Roy could probably say the same thing, too. Like, if I'm almost late to something, that's okay because I'm close to everything. So I don't have to worry about being late because... It can be 15 minutes before something, and I can leave right then and be there on time.
What time did you leave for the 12 o'clock party?
For the 12 o'clock party,
Plaza.
I left.
Remind you, this is on a weekend.
11:50.
Oh.
And you
got there about
bad?
12:15.
I got there at 12:20.
Okay. And then Roy
but
came
I
pretty
do
much
know
after.
What you mean, Nicole, because I plan on being there right like around 12 to 12:10, and I didn't leave to almost 12 because life happens.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, that's not just 5 minutes late, which is normal in our world.
Yeah.
It's like 30 minutes late.
I'm late to everything Amanda's not involved in. So Amanda's involved in like going to Loren's house. So that's why like I'm always there first and she's still setting up the party.
Well,
because
why is that?
Because Amanda goes off schedule. So Amanda's like, Ruby takes a nap at 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. and then again at 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. That's Ruby's nap schedule.
Okay.
So she said, we are going to leave Loren's house at 1:30, which means goodbye start at 1:20. And so I was like, okay.
She's got it, like, scheduled down to the goodbyes.
Oh, she's like.
Oh, yeah. She literally, there was at one point we were doing something, and she goes, all right, the mayonnaise are almost out. You better go do that now.
That's yeah, awesome. The picture. So, and then I'm
your
sitting there.
Your wife's literally a producer of your life.
She told Dean to go get his shoes from inside the house, and while he's doing that, Amanda goes, well, are you ready? And I'm like, yeah, I've been ready. Like, I'm ready to go. So anyway, we knew, Roy, that we were leaving. She's like, in the car. 11:50. That'll get us there at 12, and we were there at like 12:02.
I do remember at one point when your wife was telling you to leave, and you were like, "Where's Dean?" You were like trying to find your son, and he was right behind you.
You know what we have to talk about too is when you got to listen to Dad Maney.
Would you
remember
do?
When I was on the phone with you?
Oh
and I was like, I had to get on Dean because he took his seatbelt off too soon.
Yep.
And then I told him to walk behind the car. He walked in front of the car.
Yeah. I had to hear Manny like
parent.
Know, what?
You had to hear me parent.
Yeah, I did. It's very interesting. Very different tone. I'm laughing at it all because I think it's silly.
All right, you guys, that's a Wrap Party podcast for today. Thank you guys so much for downloading and listening, and we'll see you bright and early. If you're in Charlotte, we've got Gravediggers Ball tickets for you at 8:20.
Which, by the way, the price increases tonight at midnight. If you're listening to this podcast at 10:14 tonight, it goes up to in price, so buy it today.
And if you're listening to this out of state in another city where you stream us and you check us out, then look up Gravediggers Ball. It was actually featured on The Price is Right 1 year as a prize.
Yeah.
All right.
And if you do love this podcast, can you let us know? Send us a message, Twitter, Instagram.
I feel like you've done PSS.
And one more thing. If you date Nicole, will you let us know?
Right.
If you've done a service for Lorraine, let us
somebody
know.
Somebody thinks that their boyfriend's dated me.
Oh, yeah. We got to bring that up on the show. That's interesting. There's a whole... You don't know about that?
Yes,
yeah.
You do. That Facebook message I got.
Oh, yeah,
that was
a good
Facebook message. Yes.
Somebody is confusing Nicole as a cheater.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But we'll get into that later in this week.
All right.
But thank you for listening to the Rap Party podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.